today. U.S. President Barack Obama arrived there over the weekend. His goal, to improve relations with a government that was a U.S. enemy during the Vietnam War. The conflict extended from 1954 to 1975. The communist government of North Vietnam and its allies eventually defeated South Vietnam, which was supported by the U.S. More than 58,000 U.S. troops were among the millions overall who died in the Vietnam War. Former President Bill Clinton reestablished U.S. diplomatic ties with Vietnam in 1995, and President Obama is hoping to increase economic and security cooperation between the two countries. Reactions to this trip are mixed. Some veterans groups say it'll help remind Americans of the war and those who served. Others say the president needs to ask about more than 1,600 U.S. troops who are still listed as missing from the war. But there's another factor in this visit. The U.S. sees Vietnam as a partner in slowing down the influence of China. That country's become increasingly territorial in the South China Sea.
Like his father before him, Lê Thanh makes his living from the sea. He's fished these waters for 31 years, but lately his job's become a lot more dangerous.
First they took our fish, then the essential equipment. If they liked it, they took it. If they didn't, they threw it away.
Han describes a day when Chinese men boarded his boat, stole his equipment, and threatened him and his son. This happened last year, but he says his boat has been targeted 4 or 5 times over the past decade. Han says he's being targeted because he fishes in the Paracels, a chain of islands claimed by Vietnam, China, and Taiwan. Vietnamese authorities say hundreds of fishermen from Lý Sơn, a small island off the east coast of Vietnam, report being intimidated, beaten, or robbed by men on Chinese-flagged boats within the Paracels. Yet, despite the danger, the local government says it's encouraging men to keep fishing these waters, calling them defenders of Vietnamese territory. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says it has no knowledge about Vietnamese fishermen being beaten or chased away, and the Paracel Islands are its sovereign territory, along with most of the South China Sea. China is building man-made islands, laying down airstrips, deploying surface-to-air missiles in defiance of competing claims by other regional players. And the U.S. has waded into the fight, challenging China by running freedom of navigation operations in the region and calling for an end to the militarization of the air.